What is happening to all the this, that, and those listeners? So I got the press conferences 3 and 4, the last ones of the Floyd and Connor World Tour, or whatever they're calling it. So the Brooklyn one, that was the third one. That was Brooklyn, New York. The first little stare down they have, Connor took his shirt off, and it sounded like he had the crowd at first. He was dancing. He had some boss-ass flower print pants on, which was a pretty bold move, if you ask me. He had a polar bear coat on that the crowd did not like. He shouted out Notorious B.I.G. He addressed the people calling him racist because he said, "Dance for me, boy," which he was just talking shit. He said that was fucking ridiculous, that he loves black people. He said that he is, in fact, half black from the belly button down. Called out Showtime again, that fucking weasel. He called out the bitches in Floyd's entourage. And then he kind of, there wasn't really any good quotes. Floyd got booed. He called Connor for tapping 3 times. They play the song Tap Out, which was pretty, that was a good move from Floyd. Then he played Yeah, I Love Them Strippers. That was actually really good. And he rained money on Connor, which was pretty funny. Then he praises Dana White again. He said Connor's a circus clown and a pussy, little bitch. He starts shadow boxing, so he's kind of getting loose too, like Connor was at first. And then he said, "Real fighters don't quit." The fact that he keeps saying this is kind of bugging me, but I'll get to that after the other press conference. I think Floyd kind of won the crowd on that one, but the whole press conference, the Brooklyn one, was pretty underwhelming. There wasn't any good quotes or anything. And then the London one was, either today, like super early today, or super late, yes. I don't really know how that time thing works. Anyway, Connor, he seemed like super grateful from it. His vibe, whatever. He seemed grateful and thankful that he was there. He talked about how he's tripling his worth with half of a fight. Quote, like, talking shit about boxing because he's not. He's like, "I don't even have to use my legs," which is funny. Then he said, "Mayweather, you're 40 years old. quit getting on your phone," because Floyd Mayweather's been, like, Snapchatting the whole thing. He said that Floyd's been wearing high heels through the press conferences to make him look taller. He called him a bald twat. And then he keeps talking shit to Showtime, obviously. He told Floyd, like, "Sit down, shut your mouth, weasel." Or maybe he said that to the Showtime president guy. He was talking to Floyd's entourage, calling them juice heads, which they clearly are. He was talking a lot of shit to those guys. He was making some jokes about Floyd's money. He said, "No wonder why you're broke." Said that he was boxing. Patted Floyd on his head. And he was like, I love Floyd's ladies. And he threw the mic. And then, so then Floyd gets up. But he gets booed. Connor had London's crowd 100%. he grabbed Connor's mic. But then Connor grabbed another mic. And, of course, he praises Dana. While he's praising Dana, the whole crowd is chanting. They're chanting for Connor the entire time Floyd was talking, doing, like, the Olay chant and just talking. They're the whole time they were talking shit, which is great. He said he was going to knock Connor out, and then they played tap out again. He said that he runs the octagon, which is maybe the dumbest thing that Floyd could say, because in an MMA fight, everyone knows, this isn't even an argument, that Floyd would lose in about 12 seconds. He said get Nate Diaz on the phone, which is pretty funny, but also didn't make sense, because when Connor did lose to him, he didn't want to fight him at 155. Connor lost to Nate at 170. And instead of fighting him at his weight, he said, fuck that, I could beat him at 170. He came back and then beat him at 170. He said in boxing, it's about taking chances, which is probably the most false thing you could say about boxing. Boxing handpicks fighters so that they could build their resume up. Floyd handpicked his fighters. That's why he's 49-0. It's still a good thing. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's 49-0. That's incredible. But he's not fighting people that really could knock him out. He fought Manny Pacquiao with one arm. Manny had shoulder surgery a couple months or weeks before that fight, which is unbelievable. And he fought him when he was out of his prime. It's just, the people that are, all about Floyd for this fight, no shit, okay? Connor's the only one taking, I guess Floyd's taking a chance, because if he does lose, he's gonna look like a fucking jackass, which I hope happens, but he's 49-0 for a reason. He's fucking good. And this is Connor's first boxing match. But to say that Connor has no chance is also completely absurd. Connor is the most awkward fighter that Floyd's ever fought. He's never fought a fighter like Connor. And Floyd likes to download the fighter's data and then react to that. But Connor, he's saying that he's going to knock him out in the first four rounds. So that gives you the idea that he is going to be very aggressive the first four rounds. So that gives me the idea that he's going to be pressing against Floyd the whole time for those first four rounds. I saw a couple people post on social media that Floyd's gonna knock him out. Dude, Floyd hasn't knocked anybody out in 20 years. You are batshit crazy if you think that Floyd is gonna knock Conor McGregor out. If anybody's getting knocked out, it's gonna be Floyd Mayweather. I'll bet anybody anything that they want on that. That's not up for debate. He's an old man. He's 40 years old. Connor's 29, and he has the biggest right hand or left hand in combat sports for his size, of course. It's just, I mean, I'll get more into it closer to the fight, but I'm on vacation right now. I'm giving you motherfuckers a podcast while I'm on vacation. How nice of you, John. I know. I took some time out of my vacation to give you a podcast. You're welcome. JC's here with me. She's burnt to a crisp. Little lobster baby over here. But the road trip. The road trip down here. She drove all 11 hours, but she was speeding, so it was more like 10 and a half, so don't feel bad for her. It could have even been maybe 9 hours, 59 minutes. So she didn't even drive double-digit hours. The ride down here was interesting, especially Charleston, West Virginia. Very opinionated about Charleston, West Virginia. Here's the thing about Charleston. It could be the nicest day, and when you drive through Charleston, West Virginia, it still looks shitty. It is a very dirty city. It's run down. All the buildings in Charleston, look like the worst buildings in your city. They have this one building that I'm convinced that they spent all their money on, the one with the gold top, if you're from West Virginia.
The golden nipple.
Yeah, the golden nipple. That's what they spent.
Looks like the hardest nip I've ever seen. Painted in
gold. It's probably the worst. Yeah, it's just awful. Yeah, I got nothing really about Charleston, West Virginia.
Turkey outlet?
Dude, they have this billboard in Charleston, West Virginia. It's a yellow billboard with black letters, and it just says Beef Jerky Outlet, next right. And I'm just like, what is going on in this city that's all that they can advertise is beef jerky? Like, even people in West Virginia don't get service in West Virginia. That's how shitty it is. It's like, what cell phone service do you want? Take the cheapest, because you're not getting service regardless. All worked up about JC,
it's amazing,
had a quote on the ride. She said, you know what I think about sometimes? How we're not really standing straight up. How we're kind of on the earth's side, and the only reason we're standing up is because gravity. That should have been one of my hits blunt questions from the other podcast.
For real, though, when you're driving, you just think about it a lot.
What? Yeah, like.
Well, technically, it's like, am I driving upside down? Am I driving on my side? So then I think I'm cooler, because technically, without gravity, I'd be flying.
Wow. How about my joke about the bug?
Oh my god.
So there was this bug inside the car, and she's like, oh my god, this bug is just flying around in here. So I killed it, and she's like, oh my god, why'd you kill it? And I said, it was bugging me.
Cricket.
Oh no, the people are laughing.
The people
are laughing. What about, this was one of the things I wrote when you got mad at me for, like, I, like, changed a song or something.
Oh, my God.
And I wrote, things that girls flip out over the things guys flip out. And, fellas, your girlfriend, she's gonna get mad at you for some shit that doesn't even make sense.
It goes both ways.
Let me tell you. If I rolled down the window at one point.
Which was ridiculous because it's hot outside and I have the AC on.
She got mad because of the sound that it made.
It makes, if you have one window down, anybody who knows basic chemistry laws here.
Chemistry?
Maybe some science laws here. Maybe some Newton's or whatever.
Newton's law. If you guys know Newton's law, feel free to.
There's four windows in a car that roll down. This is like a trivia. One guy rolls the front right window down. Don't you think that's going to create a little bit of more wind and sound and it's just going to be irritating? Yeah. Try it in your car. Go about like 75 miles an hour and you tell me what's up.
Yo, JC had the AC blasting in my face.
You liked it.
No, I did not. It was freezing.
You like it now.
Her car was pretty much an icebox. Even her hand. Like, she like gave me
that
her
was
hand.
My mother.
Yeah.
Don't blame me for that.
It was.
You sound like that.
Hey.
No.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Isn't that what they say? Oh, guys.
Why are you trying to call me out?
Guys, JC is so red.
Am I?
Her face. We went to the beach for like an hour and a half. JC has, she says she goes tanning sometimes, yeah. but really it's just some lotion that she rubs on.
Are you really trying to out me?
She fakes and bakes.
All right, I'm going to add my own podcast.
Uh-oh.
Hit me up on my podcast, people, for the real story.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you guys her podcast at the end of this one. Haha, you got to listen, fuckers. But yeah, my poor girl's face is all red.
No, my legs.
Your face, too.
Is it that bad, really?
Yeah, she's got crab legs, too. Not like gross little dinky crab legs. Oh, yo.
Isn't that cute?
We went to the beach, right? And JC, she doesn't get in the water.
Oh, my gosh.
And she, I somehow got her in the water.
But
and this is
a valuable explanation to this, though.
This, we're in the ocean, and the waves are, they're blasting me. I broke a boogie board in half. That's how strong these waves were. And JC gets in, and her bathing suit, she's already popping out the sides a little bit. My honey's got some tiggo bitties. But a wave takes her feet out from under her. And so she's... she's underwater. I'm trying to help her up. She keeps falling down. I think she's messing with me, but really...
because my back hurts.
She fucked her back up.
I'm trying to get up, and I can't.
She can't get up. And so she's all fucked up. I'm trying to help her up. She's getting blasted by these... blasted by these waves. And eventually, a wave hits... and it takes her bathing suit a little bit, and I'm like, oh, fuck, if she doesn't get up, she's told that thing's taking it off. Well, plot twist, she didn't get up, got blasted by a wave, and her titties were popped out at the beach.
There's I literally rolled closer to the shore next to where that kid was, and I stand up, and I'm like, I feel something like... something doesn't feel covered, shall we say?
Well, it's her nipples. And this, let me, this didn't only happen once. It happened three times. Three times, her nip slipped.
It wasn't on purpose. I was literally, every time I was hit by a wave, I couldn't get up because my back was hurting. I couldn't get up because obviously, like, the sand is squishy and then, like, it's still, you know, you're still, like, bobbing and weaving here. And then I'm like, there's no way I'm going to make it, like, when I if I try to get up before the next wave. So I was like, I might as well just stay flat. You guys thought I was, like, faking it or, like, having fun with it. Yeah. I'm like, no, I can't get up, man.
We thought the waves were just taking her, and she was loving it.
Shredded them.
She said that she was shredding the waves, but really the waves were shredding her. Because when you enter that ocean, you also enter that food chain, and the ocean's gonna eat you up and spit you out.
Ew, I feel like all the salt I consumed. Maybe that's why I feel bloated.
Anyway, we went to this.
It might be my cappuccino.
How about that arcade, though?
GT.
Listen, though. Listen.
About who is better?
No.
Especially football.
Okay, well, let me tell the full story.
The cut version. I'll tell you
No. I'll tell the whole story. So we play this game. Where, first off,
we're at a mall, which is hilarious.
Yeah, we're at a mall, and then we see these all black doors, and it says arcade. Actually, kind of think of it, it could have been sketchy. It was all black doors with a handwritten sign
that
said, it said arcade with an arrow pointing into the all black doors.
What did we do, though, right when we saw it?
Went right
to... we looked at each other, and we were like, yes.
Yeah, we went... It was like the van that says free candy and a little kid goes in. We were two adults that saw an arcade sign. We're like, all right, sounds legit. So we go in there and there's like, there's this sign that says, not a sign. There's a game and you like spin a wheel, like Wheel of Fortune style. And I totally spin mine way faster than she does. But I only
landed
on a 15. She landed on a 40 the first time. Then we did it again. I landed on a fucking 10. She landed on the 100, but they only gave us 50, which was bullshit. Uh-huh. So she smoked me on that. Then we went to the claw game. We both won.
1-0.
We both won first try.
Oh, true, but mine was cuter, so winning.
You got a fucking 12 ball. I got Dory.
That wasn't Dory. I looked.
Bullshit.
That was a knockoff Dory.
It was a blue fish. That's Dory.
Anyway, I got a plush pool ball. So let's not hear it.
Sick brag, JC. Next. Then we played... this one is actual bullshit. We played Jurassic Park, and it's like a two-player thing. We're on a team. And she was alive way longer than I was, but when it showed the stats, my shooting accuracy was way higher than hers. I had more points.
You know what you sound like? You sound like a 9-year-old boy who's butthurt.
I am butthurt. I'm 100% butthurt. You should have died.
You sound like the guys who complain on the headsets of video games. Like, no, dude, I totally crushed it first.
And then the little kid's like, yeah, well, your mom's over my house. That's what happens. I've played before.
Were you the one who said that?
Yeah, because they were being super mean to me.
Hello, you're just mad because, okay what if I was a guy? Would you have taken it that personal?
I would
have taken it. I think it's because I was a girl, too.
No, I would have taken it more personal.
Like, this girl literally just killed me in basketball and football.
No. Okay, then we played basketball. We played basketball and...
And soccer.
Listen, we played basketball. The first time, she beat me 38-30.
Yeah.
But the second time, I whooped her ass. I beat her 50...
That's because I didn't have any more strength left.
I beat her 54-34.
It's because you got mad.
Ski ball... Whooped that ass twice. Yeah.
No, we tied first time. Don't try Did to blame me. Yes, we what both was got it?
1700. Oh, 1700, yeah. Second time I whooped that ass, though. Soccer was kind of a wash. I think I won, well, but I like, it was so stupid. And it was not a fun game. Football, she smoked me. But the first time I helped her, the second time I didn't help her and she didn't beat me. But I think she still would have won regardless.
That thing that you know that you slammed down on, that was a ripoff.
Yeah, there was like one of those hammers that you slam on it.
If you slam it hard enough and you get to the top, you get all those tickets.
Yeah, and it wasn't like that. It like went up and back down. You're supposed to hit it exactly hard enough to get it to the top, which was fucking gay.
But let's say the best part of that thing was when we got we had like 232 tickets.
Oh my god, we had... The Walking Dead games suck, too. So if you ever go to the mall in North Carolina...
I think the best one was the Jurassic
Park. Jurassic Park was so good. That was awesome. We have like 232 tickets, right? And we can get basically nothing. We could get like Tootsie Rolls and Fart Putty. So what did we do? We got Fart Putty. which was probably the best thing that... We spent like $20 at the arcade and we got Fart Putty.
What did you... But remember when I got the fart putty? I was like, I'll take the pink fart putty.
And I was like, that's super stupid that you got that. And what happened?
What did you do?
I played with the fart putty the entire time. Because
we were walking through the mall.
Yeah, we were walking through the mall and I was just doing loud ass farts. It was super.
And then this girl and we stopped in Journeys. Remember how she was like, it something weird. And then she's like.
Is that.
I don't even know what she called it. Flutter?
Yeah, it was something stupid.
And then she was like, it's cool because you're like, I'm a little kid. And you're like, you got a donut on your shirt.
Yeah, she's like, you got a donut on your shirt. And I was like, yeah, well, it's Odd Future, you fucking dumbass. And then she's like, she shows JC the ugliest jacket I've ever seen, trying to get her to buy it. She's like,
that's like a size extra small. She's like, I'm like, what?
Do you see Adidas's new jackets? She's like, I got one. And then she's like, show it to me. And she shows it, and it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like,
she looked like a lesbian.
She was definitely a lesbian. You could say that.
Lesbian.
Yeah. Jesse was...
I'm just mad because of the flag thing I just saw on Twitter.
Tell the people.
They're like trying to make a petition for the U.S. flag to change from red, white, blue to like still have like all the stars and stuff, but instead of like the red and white like stripes on it, it's gonna be rainbow.
For
like
gays.
I'm sorry. Like there's a thing. Like I support like. Like, that's the thing. It's like, if you support military, what, are we going to have, like, camo flag? You know what I mean? What, just because you support, like, gay people? Like, that doesn't mean that you have to put that on the flag. The red and the white never represented straight people anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. The red and white, that represents just colonies. So I don't understand why they have to make it some, like, huge political thing. That's just when you take it too far.
Is that the red and white means?
The red and, like, the red and the white, that's the colors of the Confederacy, I believe.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, but maybe I am wrong, but I know that each stripe, that's, like, for the 13 colonies.
I'm gonna have Dan school you on some flags.
I don't like Dan. All the stuff I've heard about Dan, if you're listening to this, stop.
What have you heard about him that's so bad?
What do you mean?
You haven't heard anything bad.
Because you talk about him all the time. Oh. Well, Dan said this. You don't really talk about him all the time. It's just like whenever something unimportant comes up, it's like, Dan. I'm like, okay.
Or like go Pokemon. Be with Dan. Pokemon.
Yeah, I think, yeah, he just doesn't get you in the right things. Like, why does he, like, have to play Pokemon with you?
Because that's what friends do. They play Pokemon together.
You're going to be 24.
Well, it's...
You're playing Pokemon.
It's nostalgic. What else happened? I feel like we did... Oh, the Chinese place. Okay.
Oh.
So, we get back from the mall, and it's like...
Worst experience.
It's like 11 o'clock.
We did grocery shopping.
It's like 11 o'clock. Nothing's open. And we see a garden. And we're like... she goes, is that Chinese? And I'm like, I don't know. Go pull in there. Well...
Because it said open.
The thing is, it was actually China Garden, but Chin was not...
No chins allowed.
No chin was, lit up.
But did you?
No chin was open.
he makes himself laugh. I don't get it. Anywho, we walk in.
And...
Looks like a typical Chinese place, you know, takeout.
Yeah, so the guy's like, the dude that takes our order is super nice. And then the dude that's eating gets up. He's in a white shirt covered in blood. Head to toe covered in blood. And starts making our food. JC's like, I'm not uncomfortable here. And I'm like, look, it's going to be a good story for the podcast. It'll be funny in a week. We're just going to eat here. And so we eat there. It was really uncomfortable. Super hot. They're all talking Chinese. They're all talking Chinese.
But wait. The cook that we see, who, like, literally he gets up from eating, and I think he was pissed that he had to, like, make our food.
Yeah, the one that was covered in blood.
He gets up, and there, he has, like, blood splatters. Like, I thought I saw, like, a Chinese version of Dexter.
I saw a dog run out from the kitchen, and they grabbed him by the tail and pulled him back in. And he said, get back here, puppy. That's my...
JT, that's tell the real story.
Okay, so, we're eating, and...
It was good, I'll admit.
In the corner of the room... Like, the guy that's covered in blood, we hear loud burp.
From a woman.
From a woman. And immediately, I say, all right, you want a burp? It's on.
This became a one-sided burping competition, people.
That I won.
Like, because he only burped 5 times. He literally, he's like, take your last sips of my frickin' pop I had in my hand. I took a few sips, and then he downs that sucker. And then he, like, lets out the biggest burps. And then he literally grins because he's so proud of himself. Like, really, what did you do?
What
did you accomplish that night?
I was letting the Chinese people know that I was part of them. I was
but
in their
you're
culture.
Clearly white.
Yeah, but I was in the Chinese place.
And then my mom calls about her freaking sliced thumb. And then you're like,
oh,
did you die?
Yeah. Her mom called about some kind of... She's like, I sliced my hand open, JC. And I go, well, yeah, but did you die? And then we get back here, and she has a Band-Aid on her thumb.
It's like a paper cut on the thumb.
Like.
If anywhere, now you know where I get, like, being so dramatic.
That's very true.
Or diva-ish.
You're right. Anyway.
Like my sister, too. Like, come on.
Yeah, and then this morning I got woken up by someone stomping downstairs.
But did you have a good morning wake-up call?
It was a good morning. Anyway. Yeah, that's it for this one. We'll probably do another one while we're here.
We have to accompany a party and eat some delicious food, and we'll tell you about everything.
Yeah, and I've made my own six-pack, and I'm going to drink it.
We get to see the sunset tonight.
Yeah. We're going to go to the beach
tonight.
Must
suck for everybody in Ohio right now. Bye.
Yeah, those are the only people that listen to me. Anyway. Yeah, we'll do probably one more while we're here. Maybe one on the way back if JC wants to drive all the way back by herself again.
She'll force me.
Yeah, I'll force her hand under the wheel.
I literally does anybody okay? Side note: does anybody like when they're driving forget that they're driving?
Cricket.
Totally
cricket.
Spaced. No, it's not to be funny. I do that all the time, and I feel like maybe it's an issue, but maybe people can relate.
Guys. It was so cute. On the way here, I played the Khaled album, and JC started crying because of how...
It was so sad.
Because he was so good. Oh, Khaled. Anyway.
Shut up.
Yeah, we'll do another one while we're here. But until then...
He's got to lotion my legs with aloe.
Peace.